Psalm 70, beginning with verse 1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha! Aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. You'll notice that the psalm is given a title to introduce it. It is called a psalm to bring to remembrance. It's a title that begs a question. Who is it that remembers, and what is it that is to be remembered? And in my psalm meditation this morning, I want to answer those two questions and to help you to see Jesus Christ in this psalm. First of all, David seems to have, in a broad overview, seems to have a dual purpose in this psalm. He seems to be asking that we would remember God's promises, that we would remember His goodness and turn to Him in our time of need. And a second purpose, that God would remember His promises, and that God would remember us. And David uses this psalm in that dual way to bring to remembrance. We can divide it into three very simple segments here that I would lay before you. First of all, David prays that God would not delay, that He would hurry. In fact, that's the first and the last thing that he says in this psalm. O Lord, make haste to help me. I can imagine that the children can especially understand that request, that God would hurry to help. If you're in trouble, you're probably very anxious for your parents to come and to help you out of whatever trouble that you're in. And so you go with urgency to your parents and ask them to help you. And you say, hurry up, I need you. And in a very real way, David is saying the same thing. Hurry up, God, I need your help. And the reason that he says is that he is in trouble, he's surrounded by enemies, and that he is poor and needy. He recognizes his need. Here's where Christ comes in a very crucial way. The Bible describes us as being surrounded and even dead in our trespasses and sins. And even as we are in Christ, Hebrews says that we are surrounded by temptations that easily entangle us and cause us to fall. And it's right for us to go to Christ and to beg to be delivered, that God would hurry to deliver. The second aspect of this psalm is that David prays that his enemies would be humbled. Verses 2 and 3 especially, it says, Those who seek for my life, O Lord, would you turn them to shame? Those that say, Aha, aha. In other words, those that are watching and just waiting for you to fall. And when you do, they say, I knew it. Look at this hypocrite. Aha, I discovered him. And when you fall, they laugh. Well, David asks for deliverance from those enemies. And here I'm reminded of Christ in a different way. I'm reminded of Christ's own prayer in John 17 for his church. He prays directly that God would deliver his children from the evil one. He asks that the Lord would not take his people out of the world, but deliver them from it. Deliver them from the enemy. Here's Jesus Christ praying this same thing, that the enemy of God and the enemy of his people would be shamed, that we would be delivered from him. The third section, David asks that God would fill His children with joy. Let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. And here the joy of Jesus Christ comes through again in Jesus' high priestly prayer of John 17. He asks that the Lord would unite His people with the Father and with the Son. He asks that their joy would be complete in Jesus. It's appropriate by this psalm's leading for us to pray in the same way that God would deliver us from our enemies, that God would give us the joy of salvation through Jesus Christ, and especially, that God would not delay. It's that note that I would especially put in front of you as you meditate on this psalm and sing it through this month, that it is right and good to go with urgency to God and ask that He would deliver and answer our prayers. Again, Jesus' own prayer gives a model for this in John 17. He says to the Lord, "My hour has come. Now glorify me with the glory that I had before." There's an urgency when he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane and beseeches the Father for his presence, even for deliverance. So with a similar urgency as Christ himself has had, we can go before the Lord to ask that he would make haste to deliver us. I invite you to turn to in your psalm books to sing this psalm together. The tune that I've selected for this, I find fitting for a cry for help. It has a plaintive note to it, and it's one that we haven't sung in